calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. For the 800th time, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I want you back, because I think you're cute. It should be known, obviously, if you're listening to this email, this voicemail, you might be aware of the fact that I sent an email this morning. Events of the last week have been very profound, and especially what happened on Saturday. It really, you know, when I saw Mike Day standing there, I wondered about your dad, because I have no idea if he's a strong, healthy guy, if he's feeble, or if he's dead. I have no idea. But I know beyond question that my desire remains to reconcile with him, because that's what followers of Christ do. So I made it very clear, and obviously I shared it. And of course I want to reconcile with the woman I love and adore. The closing off that you have done to me for years, to you, to our kids, it hurts intensely. It has probably changed my character. But I also am very much aware of grace, and I'm totally committed to you. Somehow, some way, the walls between us need to break down. Communications needs to restart. And you and I need to reconcile. The only way to love your kids, my kids, is for you and I to reconcile. Otherwise, tell them you follow. Tell them that you follow somebody as much of a fraud as Joseph Smith, as I talk with these Mormons recently. You're doing nothing different. Either is your dad. Go ahead and praise Allah or something. But don't praise the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's a fraud. To praise the Lord Jesus Christ, to follow in his ways, you got to follow that first commandment to love. Please, love the Lord. Show it by obedience to him. 1 John 2. There's someone here in Tennessee trying to reach out to someone there in North Carolina to say, Dorothy Jane, remember, we promised to each other our lives, for better or worse, until death comes. I'm here. I'm available to you and you alone. And please, tell your dad. He and I need to reconcile. Let's not play the fraud anymore. Dorothy Jane, I love you.